Every day, thousands of us walk past other people who are trying to catch our ear and hopefully a little bit of our finances. If they're successful, just for a few moments, we're drawn into their world, caught in limbo between where we were and where we're headed. But the lives and the values of these people remain a mystery to us. Welcome to Street Music.
Yeah, hello, my name is Amir Suso, a kora player from West Africa. And it's good to be on the street because it's a practice, you know. It's like a guitar, and it's like a harp at the same time, and it's like a sitar at the same time. When I'm home and plugged my instrument to the amplifier, you know, like it's a disturbing, you know, like, and I don't want to disturb the neighbors, so, and I get to practice here and make some money. It's good.
Amadou isn't just practicing and getting paid, he's also creating new melodies, new structures for songs.
The inspiration comes from everywhere, you know. People's footstep, you know, that's an inspiration.
And as he plays, he carries a musical tradition that is buried deep in his family's DNA.
I started playing in Gambia when I was about 4 or 5 years old. And this instrument, you know, like, it's been handed from father to son for generations. It's been around for a long, long, long time.
How do people react to you when you play the kora on the streets of Melbourne?
People are just like, what is this thing? See, somebody's just chucking some money. So, I mean, people are just like, what is that? And I, you know, every time I'm playing, I get to stop for at least 2 or 3 seconds. Because they're just curious, you know, about, it's got too many strings, oh my God. You know, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm used to this, man, because I've been doing it for a long time, so I don't even get to think of the strings, you know. I just play.
Gambia and other parts of West Africa, Amadou's family are called griots.
In my family, you know, I was lucky to be the direct descendant of the first kora master. Yeah, you know, yeah, it's from the Suso's family, which is my family.
Being a griot carries great significance. The roles are passed down through the generations, daughters and sons, and griots transmit family and community histories from one generation to another.
It's always good to carry on with a legacy, and it's such a blessing, you know.
Using just voice and the multi-stringed kora you can hear right now, griots like Amadou Suso assume many roles: spokesperson, mentor, ambassador, musician, warrior, praise singer. The list goes on. Amadou, how long has your family's kora been inside the family?
The last time that I remember my dad told me was about 760 years ago. And this particular instrument, the original one, it still exists. It's still in Gambia. Yeah.
So that carries your family's history every time someone plays a note?
Yeah. And I would also love to hand it down to my children in the future, you know? Yeah.
Amadou, do you have family?
Yeah, I do. You mean in Australia, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Do you actually look after your family by making money on the streets?
Yes, I do. Music is my life. That's all what I always wanted to do, you know? Yeah. I don't have an experience of doing all the casual jobs and things like that. I'm a full-time musician. So, and I have money, you know, when I come to the street, and, you know, and also I've got a big band. So we play at so many big festivals, but that never stopped me from, you know, playing from on the street.
There's a connection with audience as you play.
There you go. I don't have to tell you. You've seen.
I've seen. There was one guy who walked past and started dancing as he walked. He so loved it. And then you had another man, obviously, with an African cultural background who put his thumb up. Do you get a lot of connection with people?
All the time. Some people will just be walking across and just give me cards. I've got more than 1,000 cards, business cards, every single day, you know.
One of those cards could lead to stardom.
Yeah, and yeah, I've got so many solo gigs just from the street here. People will give me their card and they will just say, man, send me an email. You know, if you want to play at a wedding or things like that, just contact me. I will hook you up. And I'm like, okay, cool. But sometimes I'm lazy, you know, because when I get home and I put all of this bunch of cards on the table and I'm like, I don't even know who to email. The original choral was 21 strings. The reason why I extended my own extra string, which makes it 22.
You put your own string on?
Yeah, which makes it 22 because I get to play a lot of jazz.
Hamadou, do you make a living on the streets?
Yes, because sometimes a day, if I'm lucky, I can make about $300-$400 in 50 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm stopping you from doing this right now.
Yes.
Amadou is tall and he plays the kora standing up, which is not the traditional way. So you can imagine when he's under the roof of Flinders Street Station in Melbourne, the passing trade are slowing down not just to listen, but to watch. Is your family proud of what you do?
Oh yeah, they are proud, very proud. Because, you know, music gives me something that is amazing because I also get to travel a lot. Three of my sisters and two of my brothers are in the States, but here it's me, my wife and my daughter.
The coins clink into his instrument case. Amadou leans back into his strap as his long fingers reach across the 22 strings to produce cascades of notes. And then he sings.
That's Gambian-born musician Amadou Souzo talking to Michael McKenzie about the almost eight centuries of family history behind the instrument he plays on the streets. And his band, the Senegambian Jazz Band, tours nationally to music venues and festivals. There's more information and photos of Amadou playing his kora on the Life Matters website. It's Amanda Smith with you here on RN.